Grant, O Lord, that because we have met together here today, life may grow greater for some who have lost faith in it, simpler for those who are confused by it, more secure for some who would escape it, happier for some who may be tasting the bitterness of it, safer for some who are feeling the peril of it, more friendly for some who are feeling the loneliness of it, and holier for some, to whom life may have lost its dignity, its beauty, and its meaning. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A holy night. This is a holy night. A night so holy that we lift our faces and our hearts to the great cosmos and cry out, O holy night. We move so quickly in our hearts from describing a night to feeling and declaring the holiest of nights, the night when Christ was born. Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. The night sky joins us in our hope of this night, with Jupiter and Saturn in conjunction this year to join in the brilliance of the pinpricks of light that pierce the darkness. This, the night of our dear Savior's birth, this is a holy night. You may have gathered by now that O Holy Night is one of my most favorite Christmas carols. I love this hymn, and I've loved it for the haunting quality it contains. While other carols bring joy or fervor or delight, this carol holds that tension, especially that tension we are feeling this year. And it's that tension between what is and what is yet to come. Long, long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. This year has brought sharp clarity to how broken our world is. Not broken because of a pandemic, but because of what the pandemic uncovered. Divisions, inequities, disparity. Now, we've always known that these have been a part of our world, but the pandemic no longer let us ignore them. And so tonight, on this holy night, we remember in the birth of our Savior the worth of our soul and the worth of the soul of the other, that all are beloved. And in that belovedness, that's where we find it, that thrill of hope. It's the thrill of hope in a vaccine, the thrill of hope in goodness and kindness being shown from one neighbor to the next. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices as we hopefully live into the promise of this newborn king, the promise of his lowly maiden mother Mary. In his last Christmas sermon, 4 months before he was assassinated, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told his congregation at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, and I quote, This Christmas season finds us a rather bewildered human race. We have neither peace within nor peace without. Everywhere, paralyzing fears harrow people by day and haunt them by night. Our world is sick with war. Everywhere we turn, we see its ominous possibilities. And yet, my friends, the Christmas hope for peace and goodwill toward all men can no longer be dismissed as a kind of pious dream of some utopian. If we don't have goodwill toward men in this world, we will destroy ourselves by the misuse of our own instruments and our own power. The Christmas hope for peace and goodwill toward each other. What a thrill it is. And in our weariness, there is great rejoicing for the possibilities of peace. And yes, we are weary. We are weary, heartsick, heartbroken, mourning and grieving. And still, the thrill of hope, the thrill of what can be, even our weary world cannot escape it. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Have you seen it? Have you caught a glimpse? Any ray of Christ's light breaking the seal of the horizon? I have. I have seen that haze. I have seen even momentary rays of glorious radiance. Sometimes it's through small things. Sometimes it's big things. Sometimes it's just being here with you and with you watching from home. Our shared experience, it tells us that there has never been a night, that there has never been a night so dark that the light of our God was overwhelmed. And so we fall to our knees and we hear the angels' voices of those who have endured in ages past, that this too will be healed by hope. Healed by the one who comes this holy night. In my research on this hymn, O Holy Night, I came across this written by John Perry. In 1906, Reginald Fessenden, a 33-year-old university professor and former chief chemist for Thomas Edison, did something thought impossible. Using a new type of generator, he spoke into a microphone, and for the first time in history, a voice was broadcast over the airwaves. And he read from the Gospel of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. He began in a clear, strong voice, shocked radio operators on ships and wireless owners at newspapers who were used only to Morse code heard over tiny speakers They were interrupted by a speaking voice reading Luke, and they had no idea where it came from. When the professor finished his reading, he picked up his violin and he played O Holy Night, the first song ever played over the airwaves in the whole entire world. Imagine the surprise of listeners everywhere, never suspecting that such a thing was possible. The angels tell us, do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. On this holy night, in a year that feels impossible, may your weary soul find itself wrapped in the hope found in those swaddling cloths. A night divine as this, when angels sing and light breaks through the darkness, this night, this holy night, this is the night that we remember that with God all things are possible. Amen.